What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The Blind Tag, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, WLW Studios Midnight Jury and After Midnight, Inconclusive Breakdown, Neckbreaker, Thursday Night Destruction, Two and a Half Wrestlers featuring the Pat Buck Show and the Bro Show, and the Shining Wizards. These are the shows of the Shining Wizards Network. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The Shining Wizards Network proudly presents
the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast
with your hosts,
the Impact Playa, Phil Rea, and Dave Mega Powers.
Okay, he has his right foot on the front bumper.
But this network needs!
And now his left foot, and he's going to give a sign to Vince McMahon when he's ready. And that is the sign, and he's holding it, and holding, and holding, and holding like mad. I don't think he can hold this much longer. Are you okay? Are you all right?
God almighty.
Gosh. I've never seen anything like
that. I told
it in my
you
life.
To turn that thing off after about 6-7 seconds.
I'm sorry, I got stuck. My foot got stuck on the accelerator. What do you want from me?
Trying to kill me?
No, I was not trying to. On the contrary.
Woke up in a bar of sweat, feeling like I have nothing left. My heart's in sight, but my mind beats to death. I'm in that dark space, taking shallow breaths. Thought I could get a grip, no chance. My head is slippery cold, I take a glance. That's the man in the mirror who's dead. Can't stand the sight, trying to move back. I'm on the floor, I'm awaiting the attack. My mind's beating me, I'm never getting back. To when I come home, a vacancy I'm trapped. This is home now, shamefully I can't fight back. Taking hold, taking control. I'm in the belly of a beast that I can't tame. It grips me, mind and soul.
Yeah, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, lowlifes, skeezes, bitches, wenches, hoes. We are your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. From the current to the way back, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Ray, and I am joined by
the red, white, and blue, tried and true, made in the USA, the Mega Powers.
That's right, David, we're live.
We're live.
Rant Entertainment Media, Rant EM Radio is the place, as always, a Shining Wizards Network production. Welcome to your Friday night delight. Welcome, it's 9 o'clock. It is, what day is this? Is this August the 7th, right?
Yeah.
Which means we're 16 days away from Mega Slam 2015, live from the Decade Dome, live on Rant EM Radio. And we'll get into a whole bunch of that tonight. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. I had a nice workout at the Underground Strength Gym. Had some good food in me. I'm ready for tonight's contract signing.
Okay. So this is what we're doing. We have no format, just a contract signing. We'll probably open the Skype up, take some calls in a little while.
Contract signing will be going down probably in about an hour. We're waiting on your counterpart as he is leaving work and doing some dinner with friends and whatnot. He said he's going to call in around that time. So is
– friends?
Yeah, apparently. And we'll have my broadcast partner that night, the Unsilent Majority. She'll be joining us in studio briefly around that time. And the fine owner of this establishment, Mr. Double A, will be calling in as well.
Who has the contract?
Well, he has him. You guys will have a copy of him by the time he gets on. You'll have him electronically. That's what I've been told. Again, I don't. I've only overseen some of the operation. I didn't get into the whole logistics of it. I just know what's going on and what it entails. And that's pretty much where I stand with that. Let's say hello to everybody in the chat room. Oh, I see Kid Human.
Scott!
That's right. Scotty's in there. Ted Turner. Man, Ted Turner is... The guy's a mogul, and he fucking joins us every week. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Josh E's in there. I see Iron in there. Let's see. And everybody else is anonymous. Why would you be live? It's Friday night. You shouldn't be here.
You know, if Ted Turner can, you know, let the world know that he's in the room, I think everybody else should.
Pretty much.
Just saying.
I'm putting that out there. So how have you been, my friend?
Been doing good, man. You know, ducking and weaving life's obstacles, but, you know, still on top where I belong. Like to wish you on air a belated birthday.
Thank you.
You know, in true throwback form, you got to go to medieval times.
Yeah, well, that's apparently for the last 4 years, it's been my wife's family, it's been their tradition to take me to medieval times for my birthday. So nice. Two things have to happen on the week of my birthday. That has to happen, and we have to include somebody in the group photo that's not part of the family, like the immediate family. Like this year we had my sister-in-law's friend's kid. Last year we had, like, my nephew. Like, you know. But, yeah, that went down. Just all part of the staycation, if you will. You know, I did a lot. I had a birthday party last Saturday with the family, just a few family members and a couple of my wife's friends. Had a nice little backyard party, little soiree. Had lots and lots of spirits. A lot of drinking going on, a lot of food, a lot of yelling and screaming and dancing.
A lot of buxom wenches.
Pretty much. Went back to the old hood. Went to Bushwick, Brooklyn. Got me some new fitted hats. Got a nice tattoo. You know, just got some gear. You know, got some nice gifts. Pretty cool. I got one of them Funko Pop Macho Man figures. That's pretty dope.
Nice.
Caught up on some wrestling. I watched the last fucking two episodes of Impact because of my son, and that's probably 2 hours I'm not getting back. You know what? And you know,
it's not really that bad now.
I don't shit on Impact unless it's really bad. And I was just like, man. Just to see Austin Aries there and the fact that knowing that he's in Ring of Honor now bothered me. Like, that bothered me. The fucking Dollhouse, they bothered me with the whole using Hole. I hate that band, Hole. I shouldn't say hate. I dislike Hole. Never liked Courtney Love. Never was a fan. Hearing that was annoying.
You're having Hole play?
That was their entrance music. Yeah. I am... South Park. Oh my god, it's awful.
Oh, so they're actually using the real song.
They're using the real song, Correctamundo. And wow. Then, you know, it just Jarrett's induction to the Hall of Fame was like, eh. You know, caught up on Ring of Honor. Caught up on Raw. Raw wasn't that terrible. I mean, they had fucking, you know. It had its moments. But again, you know, wrestling is status quo outside of Piper dying. And Dave and I are pretty happy that no one died this week so we can do a contract signing.
You know, my prayer inside of the Facebook group came true.
What's that?
My prayer that I wrote in the Facebook group page came true.
Yeah, you're not a very religious person. I was kind of happy you said
this. I'm actually a spiritual person. I'm not religious. But, you know, for those that are not in the Facebook group, I wrote, "Dear God, please don't kill any wrestlers tonight so we can have the contract signing. Thank you, Mega Powers."
That's right. Hacksaw Lou Reed's in the room. Lee Champion, the host of Freaks and Effing Geeks every Tuesday night, following the rant with your counterpart at Mega Slam, Mr. Rage, the creator.
Has Lee made his allegiance to any side yet?
I don't know. Hopefully, Lee will call in tonight and give us his update on that. Tony C's calling in tonight, apparently.
Perfect.
So
Black Hammer.
You know, hail, the gang's all here. And why not? You know, let's fucking face it. It's Turnbuckle Throwbacks. It's the contract signing for Mega Slam, and it's how we do. So,
I have a funny feeling that the guys in the suits are going to be coming out in the back and tearing us apart before the end of the episode.
Scott, please don't play. Oh, you bastard. He goes, "Breaking news, Superfly just passed." Just kidding. Okay, brother. I tell you right now, if that would have happened, I would have shut this shit down, went downstairs, and watched the Home Shopping Network with the wife and said, "Fuck y'all." Fuck y'all. I am done with dead wrestlers. I am done with anything depressing. I want all happy things. I went to Wally World today, got some fucking provisions. Just, you know, happy, 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 man.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. That's how we...
Oh, the little creatures. They don't know that they're ugly.
I'm probably going to play that now after the break.
We have to.
I'm not playing the music I had keyed up. We're playing happy, happy, joy, joy.
I told you I'd shoot. But
you didn't believe me. Happy. Ren and Stimpy, hands down, saved the 90s on television for me, man. That Beavis and Butthead just saved television for me in a whole.
Yeah, man.
So what have you been doing besides working out like an animal? Have you been catching up on any wrestling?
I've been catching up as much as I can on the G1 Climax tournament. I've pretty much caught up with the exception of the event that was today, because by the time I got home, it was like 8 o'clock, so I had an hour, you know, to get ready before the show. But just some thoughts of mine on the G1 Climax tournament. This is probably like the longest that they've had the tournament. It's 19 full dates. I think it's about like 16 wrestlers, and like I know they're really trying hard not to make these tournaments as gruesome as they were in the past. Like last year, they spaced it out a bit more. so the guys could, you know, not be injured or, you know, dislocating shoulders and shit like that. Cause for a lot of these like New Japan tournaments, the round robin stuff, I don't want to say guys drop like flies, but there's a good chance that there's going to be like one person who injures themselves like so bad that they can't compete for the rest of the tournament. And, you know, for Super Juniors this year, was it like Alex Shelley was out? I think another dude was out. So I think they're only doing the G1 matches for the second half of the card. First half is like tag team matches, spacing it out like every other 2 days. They're having a card, like they'll have two cards and then like 2 days off, and then back to it. And Rage is in the room.
So is Surfer. Good evening, to you gentlemen. Good evening. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
So anyway, so as I was saying, trying to keep these guys in good shape. There's a you know, great lineup for this year. One of the non-New Japan regulars that's being a part of it is Mike Elgin, who is tearing shit up.
Yeah, I heard. I think I spoke about this with you off air, and I was talking about this with Chris Espo as well from Tattoos and Touchdowns when he was here for the last Ring of Honor show. Michael Elgin decided to go to Japan and take on a schedule because they weren't doing much with him in Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you right now, dude, that might be like the best thing he's ever done.
Yeah, man. Well, he's already starting to get some Dr. Death comparisons, like due to his ring gear. But when he gets in the ring, man, like, dude's tearing shit up. Like, this is, you know, I feel this is where he belongs. You know, I've seen him wrestle in ROH. I've seen him wrestle in Beyond. What's it called? The man, you know, needs this kind of competition. He needs this kind of atmosphere to really thrive in.
Right.
You know, not to talk smack about ROH, but, you know, ROH is not any way, shape, or form in the same league as New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Well, yeah, because comparing Strong Style to anything that's in the States is apples and oranges. Ring of Honor is a hybrid of the Strong Style. So is Evolve. So is, you know, a few feds, you know. Beyond Wrestling is kind of a hybrid in terms, because you'll have that influx of style, but you can't really compare the Strong Style in general to anything in the States.
Nah. And, you know, even nowadays, you know, New Japan Pro Wrestling, they have their own, you know, they're bringing in the hybrid style from the States. Like, it's like, if you watch New Japan Pro Wrestling now, you know, it's akin to, you know, the stuff that we see in the Indies right now, especially since a lot of those guys from the Indies are in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, Japan is Japan. It's just like any other country. They're going to have their style. They're going to stick to, you know, what works for them and their audience.
Right.
But some of the matches that I've just dropped my phone that has matches that I've been enjoying for G1 so far. So far, you know, one of my top favorites right now is Elgin versus Kojima.
Jesus.
And that was just like on a one camera, like, kind of house show deal that they had going, because they're showing like every single night of the G1, but not all of them are being presented in a you know, like, sleek television style like format. Some of them is just like, it's just a hard cam of the ring, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that happened to have been one of the matches that was on the July 25th show, in case you want to like go back and check some of these specific matches out. That match was off the chain, despite just having one hard cam on the ring. Another good one. Let me see. Okada versus Kojima was really good as well. And that was on July 28th. Actually, that was the only match that I enjoyed for that card. That was not the best of cards. Some of these like events, like, it's only like a couple matches that I've been enjoying. It's not, I don't think it's really holding up to the last two G1s. That's my only like bit of a gripe. Like, the matches are still good, but it's not like top shelf quality, especially last year. Last year was the best. And if you have not gotten a chance to check out the G1 Climax from last year, there was actually Blu-ray copies of it on rudoreels.com. They're selling the entire G1 Climax from 2014 on Blu-ray. And I think it's only like $20. That's a steal.
Yeah. Just getting back to Michael Elgin for a second, I have zero issues with him staying in New Japan. None.
Yeah.
And make all the Dr. Death comparisons you want. Kind of true. I mean, Elgin's a bit more athletic than Steve Williams was in terms of ring style, in terms of ring style, like the high spots and shit. But other than that, it's spot on, you know. Yeah.
He's a sit kicker, you know.
Yeah. Anything else with G1? Because I have some other news, or
I will say this: the last show that I saw on August 5th, definitely check that one out. There is a surprise win from Yano over Shibata, which is just insane. That is a must-see.
Okay.
General, just get New Japan World at njpwworld.com and just watch the G1 Climax tournament. It's like $8 and change a month for that service. And, you know, for the month of July, there's been 7 live events from the G1 Climax alone. They had other, you know, live events that were posted a New Japan World. So come on, $8 for like 10 live events in 1 month. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to stick with Japan real quick. Well, kind of, sort of. I got a bone to pick with my buddy Will Kitcher, one of our throwbackers. He's like a little brother to me, actually, because I grew up with his big brother's one of my best friends. Will sends me a message today, and he tells me that he was a contestant on Kaiju Big Battle this year.
Really?
And I was like, dude, you don't call, you don't plug it, you don't do anything? Like, how do we not know about this? How would we not put you on Turnbuckle Throwbacks if we knew you were part of that?
I didn't even know Kaiju Big Battle was still around.
Yeah, it's still around, and he was in it. He went to an event, wound up having a friend who worked something over there, and he sends me a message today. He goes, oh, by the way, man, I was in Kaiju Big Battle. I'm like, when? He goes, oh, what happened already? I'm like, dude, really? So I don't know if he's going to call in tonight, maybe next week, but Will's definitely going to call in. We're going to yell at him for not letting us know beforehand.
Yeah, how do you not tell people that?
Yeah. And, like, he knows I have a wrestling show. I'm like, dude, what are you kidding me? I would. That's something that Dave and I would definitely, you know, talk about and poke fun of and have you on, man. It's
not. And Kaiju Big Battle is fun as hell.
Right. So, all right. I have not seen the end episode of the first season of Lucha Underground, but I'm hearing it got rave reviews. Guys are going crazy over it. Actually, the chat room's talking about it. Lucha Underground's pretty good, man. I've been saying it from day one that the production value is great. The talent's really cool. I have zero issues with it. I mean, you know, it's something different. It's not the thing where we, it's something that I haven't had no issues with. I think it's a great product, you know?
Yeah, I've only seen one episode. I saw the match. I saw the episode with the casket match.
Mm-hmm.
And they took it to a completely, like, different level. Like, they did stuff that I wasn't even expecting. Like, that's one of those shows that I really just got to catch up with. I've only seen one episode. I feel a bit ashamed for watching one because I know it's friggin' good.
Yeah, you know what? I don't watch them all the time. I binge watch them, like, two or three at a clip.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, I don't want to, like, I have so much going on during the week that I want to dedicate enough time where I could talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like this, like right now. So when I'll get to it. I just, you know, it's, again, I've been so busy, and then I'm just enjoying not being at work for the last couple of days. So we'll stick with Lucha real quick. Triple Mania is going on this weekend. It's Triple A's biggest. It's their WrestleMania.
Yeah.
They're having an English version of it. It's $20, $30 for HD, Sunday night, 7 o'clock. I am not going to buy it because I won't be home. But your match is Rey Mysterio versus the old Sin Cara. I don't know how to say it. Mr. Ziz or something like that.
Yeah.
It's Rey Mysterio versus Mystico. Versus Mystico. Alberto El Patron versus Brian Cage. So that's nice. Pretty cool. Psycho Circus versus Los Villanos. Los Hell Brothers versus Jack Evans. Angelico Phoenix and Hio Del Fantasma. With Pentagon Jr. Texano Jr. for the World Trios title. That's the six-man, if you guys don't know. Blue Demon and La Parca versus El Macias and Electro Shock. Drago, Goya Kong, Donastia, Pimpalia Escalada versus Daga. Sexy Star, who's also in Lucha Underground. Mini Psycho Clown and Mamba. It's just insane, and it's pretty much where it is.
Sounds like it's going to be a fun night. This is Saturday?
This is Sunday, 7 p.m.
Sunday at 7, whoa.
Yeah, so it's, I'll get it the next day. I'm not gonna have time to buy it.
Yeah.
But if they have an English version, I'm glad they're finally getting English versions of it, you know?
It's a smart way, you know, there's just too many people in America that watch all this stuff, so why not make it available to them? Why not make it cheap so they can afford it?
Yeah.
Because we all know wrestling fans are cheap as shit.
Yeah, you are not lying. Fucking cheapskates.
One of them, so yeah, I know.
Yeah. But they showcase all the big guys, all the good talent. It's going to be weird seeing Rey Mysterio on another pay-per-view that's not WWE related. Even
it's
though
it's weird to see Rey Mysterio on a genuine Lucha Libre event in God knows how long.
Yeah, the last time he was on one, he was underage.
16.
Right, right. Not really much going on except Stevie Ray's car got broken into earlier. They broke into his car and took the Wildcat Sports title that he had in his gym bag in the back seat in Texas somewhere. So,
well, for his promotion or
for their promotion for Wildcat Sports, that's Luke Hawks' promotion. You know, I know the Divas. That one Diva stable changed their name because it was a porn thing. It was they were called the Submission Sorority, but an adult film company called the Bang Brothers own it.
Yeah.
So now they're called PCB, Paige, Charlotte, and Becky. Who cares, I guess. But just another fucking PC move by the E, you know. You know, and nothing really jumps out in terms of wrestling, man. Nothing.
Yeah, it's been kind of like outside of you know, all these wrestlers dying. It's been pretty slow, other than you know, G1 happening, SummerSlam. People are hyped up for SummerSlam. The NXT Takeover, you know, pay per view is coming along. You know what? I'm actually glad I didn't buy a ticket for that, because I just realized, I think like a week ago, that I bought tickets to see Social Distortion on that same night. So I wouldn't even be able to go.
Yeah, I don't. The thing is, man, I've never been to Barclay. I wanted to go. Rage has an extra ticket. He offered it to me. And I'm going to have my nephew that weekend. We're probably going to go to Ring of Honor. Because I'd rather pay $60 for three good tickets in Coney Island than pay $60 for one ticket in fucking NXT. You know what I'm saying? Like I and plus it's gonna be on the network. And I know everybody's like, oh, Jushin Thunder Liger, but like me and you took pictures with Jushin Thunder Liger like 3 years ago.
I've seen Jushin Thunder Liger wrestle maybe like almost 10 times already.
Right, right. So I mean it'll be cool seeing him in the ring. He's fighting Tyler Breeze, so that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. I would love to be there just not just for the match, but just to hear the reaction when he comes out to a WWE crowd.
Yeah, it's going to be great because, I mean, New York fans are smart, dude.
Yeah.
New York fans are smart. Plus, you know what? I think we'll make it to an NXT show. I think you and I will take a trip to Philly when it gets a little cooler outside and they come back.
I want to take a trip down to Florida for one of the shows there.
Yeah, for Full Sail. You know what? I'm going to be in Florida at the end of April next year. So if they're around that week, I'm probably going to check it out.
I got to find out how tickets work, because I was trying to look for tickets for one of the shows at Full Sail, but I couldn't find anything on the Full Sail site. I couldn't find anything on the WWE site, so I don't know if these are first-come-first-serve kind of deals
or
what.
You might have to go through the school. I'm not sure. The university. I don't know how it works, but I'll definitely be down at the end of April.
Got to talk to our boy Chris from the NXT cast and find out.
Yeah, I haven't heard them for a while, man. I got to find out from Thelonious and those cats what's going on with that show. I miss it. I miss NXT cast.
Yeah, especially, you know, this is the time for them to be really on it. So come on.
Right. Rage, like, I paid $45.30 for both. Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to be like behind the Titantron?
And you're probably sitting up in the corner with a net
behind a pole.
Yeah, you know, and again, that's, yeah, I guess it's a great deal. I'd just rather pay $60 and sit in, you know, a small baseball stadium and watch all of half of New Japan's roster fight Ring of Honor,
like,
guys.
All the best guys. Nakamura's going to be there.
Okada's going to be there.
Tanahashi.
AJ Styles. I know the Kingdom will probably be breaking up by then, because I think Adam Cole is on his way out. I think Jay Lethal's going to drop the TV title by then. Can't keep them both. Roderick Strong's on a fucking tear right now. So, you know, it's Ring of Honor's picking up steam. I'm digging Ring of Honor right now. Totally caught up with them, and I'm excited for the event. So I'll probably take my nephew's never been to a Ring of Honor card. Mikey's been to one. So he's excited. You know, he'd rather go to NXT, but I kind of talked him out of it. So, you know. Anyway. And that's all good.
Yeah, man.
That's all pretty much all good. So nothing else really going on. Let's see. Any other news? I did nothing in terms of prep because we were going to do this and just bullshit on, you know. It was nothing going on. I have zero. I don't know if you guys heard the beginning, but I played the clip from Tuesday Night Titans when Ken Patera, you know, held up a car against the wall. Yeah.
I was like, I was about to say, would a Ken Patera die now too?
No. I just did. They played it on. It was 30 in 84 on this day. That clip happened on Tuesday Night Titans. I just figured I'll just play it for the hell of it. You know, I like tests of strength anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, Ken Patera was really good at not just the test of strength, but just being like the cocky heel, you know, during that time. Like, just some of the things that he would just say is just hilarious.
Yeah. I think Tank sent you a link for NXT tickets in full sale.
Oh, here we go.
So there you go. There you go.
Oh, wow. Finally.
Did you get it?
It's from May 23rd. The date is coming on. Unless this is May 23rd of next year.
Good job, Tank. But thank you anyway.
Yes. You tried, and you failed.
A valiant effort was made.
Yes.
Anyway.
But hey, you know, if you want to take calls, find out, you know, who people want to win.
Yeah.
Mega Slam.
Let's open up the phone lines there. 718-878-6394.
Before the actual contract signing goes down.
718-878-6394. If you want to add us on Skype, it's all one word, Throwbacks and Awfulness. And let us know how you feel, man. Who you picking? Are you picking Rage? The man, the myth, the legend that is?
I think there's like one guy who's picking Rage.
Or are you picking the Mega Powers? It's you know, could Mega Powers eat all that food, this skinny mini that he is? can Rage indulge more than he normally does? I mean, you know, this is something that will be, you know, figured out on the 23rd in 16 days. It's gonna be a happening, folks. It's gonna be a happening. Since SummerSlam is 4 hours this year, we're gonna start the coverage at 5 p.m. live here at the Decker Dome. We're gonna have a buddy Choppy will be here. I'm hoping to have Tank. Of course, the Unsilent Majority and myself will be doing the color commentary and play-by-play. And, of course, AA, Tony C, and Surfer will be doing the breakdown of the event. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, good evening.
What's up, fellas?
Oh, look who it is!
Scott!
How are you, sir?
What's up, I'm Scott? Doing well. How are you, fellas, doing? Dave, it's been a while since I talked to you.
Yeah, man, it's been a while since I've been on, outside of the tribute from last week, and was it the week before that I was gone? But I've been listening in. I've been listening.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
I got to say, my pick is Dave. I think Rage is going to show up late and miss the whole thing.
Well, no, he can't show up late because Dave is his ride.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, it just works out.
Have to go with Dave.
It just works out because you know, they're both in the same state, and you know, both places are not too far from me. So,
and it's perfect timing that you said that because Rage just wrote a message in the chat room saying this is a grown man sport.
Uh-oh.
Meanwhile, I'm driving him to his own match.
Driving Miss Ragey.
Nah, it's gonna be Dave all the way. Skinny people can pack the food away.
Yeah, but you know, dude, listen, to play devil's advocate, I've seen Rage put away some food, dude, like legit. So I'm just putting that out there. I'm not saying Dave can't do it. I'm not going against Dave, but I'm
just... Are we going Sicilian pizza or a regular pizza?
Well, we're going to find out during the contract.
We're going to find out during the contract signing. You know, it's,
See, that's going to put a spin on it, though. Sicilian's heavier. I'm more bred to get stuffed on.
Well, if I had my way, I'd make them fucking go. I'd go to L&B Pizza and get a fucking full sheet.
Oh, damn. You're now, damn right.
Now, L&B, Scott, you know L&B, a full sheet is like 40 slices. You know,
yeah. Full sheet. What is that?
Well, L&B Spumoni Gardens is a very famous pizzeria in Brooklyn. And they don't sell pizza by the pie. They sell it by sheets. And it's, you know, Sicilian style. But it's like, it's amazing. The sauce is amazing. It's like it's like the granny style where the sauce is on top of the cheese.
Oh, yeah. I got the garlic.
I drooled a little bit when you said L&B. Yeah. That's how much I miss it.
Yeah. Chris Espo always brings me L&B. I make cumsies when he brings it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man. Dave, you know what? Maybe we'll save it for Survivor Series. Survivor Series, I'll have Chris bring a half a sheet of Spumoni Gardens. You'll lose your fucking
full sheet.
We're not eating 40 slices of pizza for Survivor Series. It's only like three people.
Find out who can survive.
And no, Espo's not a cheese. He's a big dude, but he's not going to eat all that shit. Chris, if you're listening, please call in and defend yourself because I can't.
Well, we know Rage isn't going to be eating all that pizza.
Yeah, well, but definitely got to try Spumoni Gardens eventually. It's a good place. Okay. But yeah, but you know what, Scott? If this was a Sicilian style, see, that's the thing. If I was running it, I'd make the meat Sicilian style pizza because it's a bigger pizza, and there's more to it. But again, it's not my bag, so not my bag.
Buy a bunch of Totino's and have them eat that.
What's that?
Buy a bunch of Totino's frozen and have them eat those.
Oh God,
dude. My kid,
some of the dollar pizza like Celeste.
yo, my kid with pizza rolls. My kid would probably eat them both under the table. That kid puts
you
it away.
That
kid, dude. That kid puts away. The other day, he's 60 pounds. Kid, he ate two fucking bags of ramen noodles, right? And then he had like four slices of pizza from Papa. He had like a half a pie from Papa John's. Like 2 hours later. The kid, and then he ate almost a full sheet of those cheese sticks. I don't know where this kid puts it. I don't know where he puts it. If that was me, I'd be fucking 700 pounds again.
Exactly.
Forget it. Forget it. This kid's got the metabolism of a fucking Olympic hamster, you know?
Beauty of being. Yeah.
Insanity. So you're taking Mega Powers, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to take Mega Powers.
Okay. All right.
See, Scott is, you know, a hardworking blue collar guy. He knows put his money on the red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Now, if this was like Chinese food, Dave would have it all the way. There would be no question.
Asian cuisine.
Believe it or not, I'm not a big fan of Chinese food. It's either Japanese or Korean that I'm a big fan of.
See, I'm the same way. I'm not even into the culture as much as Dave is. I love Korean food. I love Japanese food. Chinese
like,
food,
the
I can't.
Fake Chinese food that we have is good, but like I'm always like skeeved out when I go to some of these Chinese places, and it's like dirty as hell, and
like I'm the dude
cat meowing in the back.
I'm the dude that goes to the Chinese restaurant and gets like fucking chicken wings and fries, you know, or chicken nuggets. once in a while, I'll get General Tso's chicken. I don't like Chinese food. Never did. Mm. You know?
Yeah, that's all I eat, General Tso's.
I can't.
Maybe once in a while some chow mein. That's about it.
When I was a kid, I did the soup a lot, like the egg drop soup. I can't fuck with anything else. I don't like Chinese food at all. Not my bag at all. Yeah. Like
down here, it's all Chinese buffets.
Like we at work, when the guys order Chinese food, they're like, Phil, we're getting Chinese. You eating today? Did you bring lunch? I'm like, no. What do you want, Phil? You want the number six, right? That's you know what the number six is? It's chicken nuggets and fries.
It's the McDonald's Happy Meal.
Pretty much,
It's like whenever I go to like Asian restaurants and they, you know, try to have like those menus to, you know, appease everybody. It's like it's always like when you see pizza on the menu that everybody gets like really curious, and there's like always the people that are like, no, I'm not gonna touch the pizza. Yeah. It's a Japanese restaurant. Why would they have pizza? And then somebody's got to order the pizza, and it turns out to be like one of those Mother Celeste pizzas.
There's a legit buffet down a block in walking distance from my house, right? And like they have pizza on the rack, and I'm saying to myself, who would eat that pizza in a Chinese buffet? You know,
the person that doesn't want to eat Chinese at the Chinese
buffet. But if dude, you know how much a plate is? A plate is like $12 or $13 a plate. You're going to pay $13 for all you can eat fucking Mama Celeste pizza?
You go to fucking Cece's and get it for $5.
You can go across the street. There's two parking lots. You can walk across the street to the Pathmark, directly across from the Chinese buffet, get yourself a fucking, Red Baron.
DiGiorno.
Yeah, DiGiorno. You know what I like? And I should, I'm ashamed to say this. If my grandmother hears this, she'll probably fucking disown me. But I really like those, the Stouffer's pizzas, the French bread pizzas.
They're not bad.
But not the bad ones without sauce, though. I like the ones with, like, the garlic and, like, the 17 different cheeses, you know?
Yeah, the like the seven cheese pizza.
Yeah, yeah. But don't tell Grandma that because she'll fucking throw something at me next time she sees me. But but no, seriously, I like that.
You're live, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Hopefully she's 75. She doesn't have the technology like we do right now. You know, but anyway, moving right. I digress.
She wasn't on TuneIn. What are you kidding me,
dude? I would put it past her. She had web TV for a while back, a couple years ago. Like, Grandma, get rid of the dial up, Grandma. It's 2005. Come on, stop that now.
Web TV.
Yeah. Anyway, I digress. But with Japanese food, I like the fact that it's a lot of chicken, a lot of steak. I don't do a lot of fish. But the chicken and steak, it's always fresh. And they always use, like, good cuts of meat. Like, they'll use, like, filet mignon for their steak.
Yeah.
You know? And that's, for me, I'm sold. If I'm going to have steak, I want filet mignon. I'm kind of, you know, stingy.
It's pricey, so you're definitely paying for the good stuff.
And they cook the shit in front of you. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple of spots out here, like the Ari Yangs and the Momoyamas of the world. They're like new school Benihanas. And they just make the shit in front of you, and I'm totally cool with it. Totally cool with it. I love the rice, and they have this awesome salad with, like, this ginger dressing. Oh, it's retarded good. I love that stuff.
They make salad good. Thai food is another
one. Thai food's amazing. Amazing. Dave, there's a spot in Woodbridge. I don't remember the name of it. Not too far from you. It's in Woodbridge.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, they have these spring rolls. Thai food. Thai food's cool.
We got a Thai truck that comes to our work like once a week. We're fucking hit that shit up all the time.
Yeah. What was that, Dave? I'm sorry.
There's a spot by me. Where is it? It's in Avenel, not too far away from Woodbridge.
Yeah.
Where Rowdy Piper used to live.
That's right.
Funny enough, he used to live across the street from Woodbridge Mall. Which is funny. I was, quick aside story, since Piper passed not too long ago, I was watching the Piper Born to Controversy DVD, and they got a Piper's Pit from New Jersey at the Meadowlands, and he's like ripping and tearing everybody from New Jersey. And forgot where he said it, but he mentioned not too long ago, a couple of years ago, that he actually lived in Woodbridge, and he lived across the street from the Woodbridge Mall. And actually, during that Piper's Pit, he's like, "Oh, from Woodbridge to Newark, it smells like shit," or something like that. But anyway, what's it called? There's a spot by me in Avenel called Thai House Rock, and it's like literally a hole in the wall. Like, I think they have like maybe four tables, and it is like the best Thai food anyone could possibly have.
Scott mentioned, you said there's a Thai truck by you, the food truck?
Yeah.
Dude, food trucks are the big thing right now in New York. They're crazy big right now.
Shining Wizards Matt works for a food truck.
Speaking of food trucks, September, I want to say 18th or 19th, I will probably be in Clark, New Jersey, where one of Matt's food trucks is going to be, because Clutch and Anthrax are playing some festival, and I want to see that and grab a slice of Pizza Vita.
In Clark?
In Clark, New Jersey, yes. It's like fucking 10 minutes from my house. And it's like $40 for the ticket, but it's Clutch and Anthrax are playing on the same stage, and I have to see that.
Wow.
But speaking of food truck, getting back to the food trucks, Korean food is really good. It's not all dog. It's really, really good food. Like, it's their barbecue, dude, and I'm not saying their barbecue is better than what we do, but they know how to season meat. Like, legit, those guys, they Korean food is any all their beef stuff is awesome.
Yeah, bulgogi and me and some pals of mine from the film festival. What was it? It was we just finished up the film festival, And we promised each other that we would go to this one restaurant, a restaurant called Arang, that was initially in Koreatown in Manhattan, but they switched to Flushing. And it's like, oh shit, this place is like over an hour away. So I was like, fuck it. We all got in my car, picked everybody up in Manhattan, and we drove to Flushing. And this was some of the best drunk Korean food that you could possibly have. Like, just like a lot of fried stuff. Like,
we're in Flushing off Main, by Main Street.
I forgot the precise street. I could send you the info.
Cause that's all Asian over there, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's all Asian over
there. It's like in their Koreatown.
Yeah. Yep. There's a lot of, you know, what's cool about one of the coolest things about living in a bigger city is that, when you listen, we have over 250 countries that live here in New York alone. But they have like these different, like these ethnic supermarkets. Yep. Like, you know, you don't have to buy sriracha from fucking Pathmark. We have a legit Chinese Korean supermarket here on Staten Island where you can buy like bok choy and you can buy like all these seasonings and all this different stuff for your when you want to prep the meals yourself. Like, the Koreans do it big, man. They do this one meat, I forgot what it's called, and they put it in like a lettuce wrap. Oh man, it's ridiculously good. I don't want to pronounce it.
There's a bunch in New York. They're called H Mart, but in Edison by the Underground Strength Gym, they have a huge, gigantic H Mart.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like a whole like area where it's like pre-seasoned, pre-marinated beef strips.
Yeah, that's what they do in this other market here by my house.
Pick it up, and it's like it's not expensive. And they have like so much like awesome stuff there. Like there's like even like a seaweed aisle, a complete aisle dedicated to seaweed.
yeah,
like some of the best stuff is in there.
Damn, shit! I'm missing out on.
And
ethnic food is like the half a aisle of Walmart.
Yeah, was it actually the H Mart that's by the Underground Strength Gym? Like as soon as you walk in, like not too far away from the entrance, they have a snack section, and it's like all the crazy like Asian snacks in one area. Like they got the green tea Kit Kats, cheesecake Kit Kats, like stuff that we don't have. Like tons of like amazingly delicious food everywhere.
Kit Kats.
Yeah, they actually taste like ice cream.
That's crazy. Yeah, they do some obnoxious shit with in terms of like desserts and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It ain't right. Guys, 718-878-6394. 878-6394. Skype is Throwbacks and Awfulness. If you want to talk Korean barbecue, you want to talk Mega Slam.
Tell us who you think is gonna win Mega Slam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, fellas, call in. Let your voice be heard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And what kind of pizza do you think we should have at Mega Slam?
Yeah, that's right.
Call in now.
That's right. 718-878-6394. 718-878-6394. Throwbacks and Awfulness.
And we're 14 minutes away from the contract signing.
That's right. That's right.
If
you know
Rage
what?
Doesn't run away and give some sort of bitch excuse this time that he can't partake.
Yeah.
He can't handle it. The food isn't right.
All right. We got to just promise we're not bringing up Dolph Ziggler's contract until after the contract signs.
Wow.
Oh, we won't be talking about Dolph Ziggler's chance on the indies anytime soon.
Right. You guys ain't right, man.
Dude, you kind of laugh at that. In the past, it was just out of proportion that night.
Things got a little too, people got a little too rambunctious about the topic at hand. They couldn't handle it.
But, you know what? Like a champ, Mega Power stepped up and was like, I'll do this.
Yeah, which was fucking amazing. Listen, we'll take a quick break. Scott, you stay on the line with us?
Yeah, I'll stay on the line.
All right, let's take a quick break. Let me wet the whistle, get a quick break in here, plug some shit, and then we'll get back, and we're 12 minutes away from the contract signing. Ladies and gentlemen, We are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We are live on rantemradio.com, as always. And let me plug my friends and some other shit. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Can I get one of those woo tickets?
Excuse me?
One of those woo tickets.
It's not woo, it's woo!
Woo!
Woo! Introducing Ric Flair's new woo! Scratch-off ticket for the North Carolina Educational Lottery with a top prize of $100,000. It's enough to make anyone say, woo!
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 No matter where you are, with thumb rustlers, it's just like being in a wrestling ring. With Hulk Hogan and Rowdy Roddy Piper.
One, two, three, pin!
Wherever you are, it's like real wrestling action. With Junkyard Dog and Bulldog. Thumb rustle anywhere with Hulk and the Iron Sheik.
Okay, kids, back to class.
Wrestle anywhere with wrestling superstars, thumb rustlers, new from LJN.
Every Friday, the 80s and 90s are back on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio, The Jury transports you back to the days of Walkmans, VHS, arcades, and malls. Covering the best in pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror, from reviews to interviews and everything in between, we want you to get on board every Friday and travel back to the last old school generation. The Midnight Jury is a production of WLWStudios.com and a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
The following announcement has been paid for by the Ike World Order.
Forget about that. You just brought up
Gary Hart will whip his ass.
Tony C just brought up Ike Turner. How awesome was Lawrence Fishburne in that movie?
Oh, excellent.
I'm sorry to get off topic, but he was amazing.
Played that role. Nah. I got San Antonio. Nah. I can have you.
Stop now. Ike said he only hit her once.
He beat her with a shoe!
He
said he only smacked her once.
He smacked her once, but he hit her with everything else.
I hit her with everything but the kitchen sink now, dog, but I'm a man.
Did you see that? You see that look in his eye?
Natty is more of a man than Rage.
Ooh, wait a minute now.
Oh, yes, works.
Wait a second. This is the co-host of the Wrestling Colin Show.
Yes, works.
That was so disrespectful.
All right. Nah. See, I can't have you.
That's why your girl's about to get eliminated from the Amazing Race.
You see that? I've never questioned your manhood, Rage.
Bullshit, you didn't, ice. Surfer.
Tony.
You never ever question your manhood.
You did it. Yo, you always do it.
How?
The preceding announcement has been paid for by the Ike World Order. The Wrestling Call-In Show. Every Saturday evening on rantemradio.com.
Buddy, this is original Globe Girl Little Egypt, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwback Radio Podcast.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Wizzleteeth. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. a fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
That's right, I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. We're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
We're back.
That's right. Scott's
live.
Are we live, Dave?
We're live.
That's right. Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media is the place. Apparently, the contracts have been sent. I just sat down. Hold on. I'm logging into the Facha de Libre so I can get my shits here. So talk amongst yourselves because I can't multitask at this hour of the night. So
it's all right, Phil. We're here for you.
Thanks, pal.
So, Dave, getting back to the G1, isn't this showing last year's G1 right now on Access TV?
I don't know if Access put up the new episodes of New Japan Pro Wrestling yet?
Yeah.
Okay, if they are, then I know that they're definitely showing the episodes from G1 last year.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the line, I'm sorry to cut you off, Scott. Is the proprietor of this fine establishment, the man, the myth, the legend, Double A himself. How are you, sir?
There's only one way to commemorate a momentous night like this. And that's with a half-off chocolate shake from Sonic.
I had Sonic today for lunch.
Oh, you went to Happy Hour.
Everything's half price. How much was the shake?
Oh, I didn't have a
$1.54. You can't beat it. You can't beat that. For a medium.
I had a cherry limeade.
This serves a purpose, you know. I had to get a shake today because, you know, it is a special night after all. But here it is. It's in my hand. The physical contract, which will be read on the air as soon as that buffoon calls in at the top of the hour. I told him all we need is 10 minutes of his valuable time.
But he'll be calling in at 10:30.
Jeez. So we'll see how long he makes everybody wait.
Yeah.
He's gotta get rid of side hook first.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's this is big time, folks. Big time.
Hey man, if you want to be in the big leagues, you got to step up to the plate mm-hmm. and accept the challenge. Not try to back out, not try to say like, oh, can we do this instead? Or I'm really good at this. Can we try this? No, that's not how it works.
Now, I don't want any overturned tables tonight. Because number one, the tables are rented. And number two, I don't want to clean up the mess.
Joining us on the line is Double A's co-host on the rant every Tuesday night, our friend and yours, Mr. Black Hammer, Tony C. How are you, sir?
Boom, Black Hammer has stepped in the room.
He's a poet and didn't know it. What's up, my friend?
What's going on, everybody? Double A, Scott, and
what's up, Tony
of course,
C?
My partner in crime, Incorporated, the White Lightning himself.
Thank you, sir.
It's a party line now. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us is the host of Freaks and Effing Geeks, my friend and yours, Mr. Lee Champion. How are you, sir?
What it do, baby?
Oh, this is going to be rich. This is going to be fantastic.
Now, are there going to be questions at this press conference for the
here's how it's going to work. Double A just sent us the contract. We're going to read it. I'm going to read it off if Double A doesn't mind, though. He wants to read it. It's up
sure.
to him.
Doesn't matter.
We'll read it, and then we're going to talk to the combatants as they agree to the stipulations, and then we'll open up questions to you guys as well as the chat room. I know my guest commentator who will be joining us in a couple of minutes. She's downstairs getting her stuff in order. She's going to want to ask a couple questions as well. And we'll make it all official-like, you know. Because we're not always sloppy around here.
No, of course not.
And I want to say Mega Powers. I do have the white limo in the back, like Luger and Harley Race had ready. Just in case, you know, Rage gets out of hand.
Yeah.
You have kept me laughing all week with that Zack Ryder comment from the other night, man. I just can't get that out of my mind. I started laughing. Call Lost and Found and ask for Zack Ryder's push.
Hey, man, that's a legitimate question I was trying to ask.
I have a question for Lee. Lee, I'm not going to ask you who you're picking to win right away, but I want to ask you, I know you speak to Rage more than we do. What's the vibe like with him? Is he really cocky about this? Is he?
He's been training like that. He's been training like the you know, when you cut on your NES, you dust it off, cut on your NES, and you listen and you watch the training sequence at the beginning with Little Mac.
Oh, with Punch Out? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody on the
dun. Yeah, well, Rage has been training like the coach.
Oh, yeah?
You riding the bike.
Riding the bike.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Wow.
He's getting pulled.
That's how it goes. I will say this. I don't know. You want to know now where I'm going with this?
No. Not yet.
All right.
Don't have to lay your cards on the table just yet.
All right. That's cool.
You can do it on air so we can hear Rage react.
Hold on a second.
Rage is making us wait like Luger.
This is Rage training.
That's it.
That fat black guy on the bike.
It was like Carl Winslow.
Exactly. Brown.
I gotta let this rock now. I hope you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm a sucker for NES anyway.
There's some epic versions of this song.
Dude, I'll listen to anything 8-bit because I'm 41 and I'm old. So,
me too.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I look for songs that ain't
no more to cover that.
And my passkey is 777-807-3454. I'm just putting that out there. All right.
Uh oh.
Yeah, that's my thing there. All right. It is Doc
Lewis was the name of the guy.
That's his name. That was his name.
Yeah, it wasn't Carl Winslow.
Lewis.
Okay.
Doc Lewis.
It is.
I think Rage is waiting for his pre-music. Remember how Goldberg would have his pre-music before the music would hit?
Yeah.
Hold
on
1 second. Talk
Doug
amongst
Dillinger
yourselves.
To knock on the door.
Oh my God! Yeah, get Doug Dillinger. Doug Dillinger, get up there right now.
Rage is locked in his dressing room.
You gotta have a pre-music. TNA tried it for a while. That little pre-music.
Do that or get the Hell in a Cell music or something. Like when they played it when Sean and Brett were walking to the ring.
Shit, get the Benny Hill. Get the Benny Hill little when they're running around.
The Hell in a Cell music when it comes.
All right, we're just waiting on Rage to call in, man. Rage,
pretty much.
If you're listening, brother, call in.
He on color people time. He on CP time.
You know, every time that I've called him out on any show, with the exception of the Shining Wizards, he would call immediately. He'd be like bitching and moaning inside of the chat room. He'd be calling up immediately.
It's like calling Candyman. When you mentioned the name before, he would just pop up, right?
Yeah.
Helen.
You say that shit three times, and he comes out.
And he's like Beetlejuice, and he's got the same clothes too.
Rage.
Oh, Grimace.
Side ho, right, Tony C?
Side ho.
Side
ho. Oh, might have him tied up. The green ones, you just had them.
Rage. The guy says he's gonna be wearing his dark Joker makeup.
I think he's coming in the Matt Hardy sweatsuit, trying to make weight for this thing.
Probably.
He's been in the sauna all day with a sauna suit on.
Well, while we wait on Rage, I'll be in the press row eating some McDonald's fries.
Oh, God.
All right. Joining us also in studio is the Unsilent Majority, my broadcast partner for Castle Slam.
Heyo!
I'm sorry, Mega Slam.
Hello, lady.
Hey, lady!
Oh, look who else is here.
Put your headphones on, Skippy.
Is the question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, where the hell was Rage?
Where's Tank? Tank,
I don't know.
Tank's in the chat room. Yeah, Tank's in the chat room.
Say hello.
Can you hear? All right, Hammer, come say hi. Hold on.
Can you hear?
Can you hear?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hi.
Hey.
What it do? What's up?
What's up, though, man?
All right. So, there he is. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, joining us is the other host. You have the co-host of Freaks and Effing Geeks and the combatant to Mega Powers from Mega Slam, Rage himself. How are you, sir?
Let's get this shit started.
Okay. Everybody's here. Here's the official contract.
About time, Rage.
Here's the official contract.
Come on, damn it.
The agreement is to lay out the terms and conditions regarding the event Mega Slam set to take place on August 23rd from the Decca Dome in Staten Island, New York. Broadcasting live on Rant Entertainment Radio, Rant EM Radio, TuneIn, and YouTube. Production of the event will be handled by Double A and Phil Ray of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Hold on a second. What am I doing?
Just sit on the floor.
Just sit down, yeah. All right. The event initially was created through a challenge set forth by Rage on episode 402 of The Rant, which aired on Tuesday, April 24, 2015. However, the initial challenge was forfeited by the original challenger. On July 4th, in front of the Intrepid, Dave Megapowers decided that the competition should continue. Thus, he issued his own challenge to Rage in front of the Intrepid and renamed it Mega Slam. Now, the challenge. The object of the challenge is for Rage and Dave to embark in an eating competition utilizing an agreed-upon food, which now has been decided as a bacon-wrapped crust Little Caesars deep dish pizza.
Gross.
Exactly. It is the opinion of the legal team of Rant Entertainment Media, which is Rabinowitz of South Florida, that four pizzas are acquired, two per contestant. The contest will have a duration of 10 minutes or to a finish. In an event of a tie should occur, a sudden death round must take place after a 3-minute rest period. Each participant will receive a 20-ounce bottle of Coca-Cola. The first to finish will be declared the winner.
Oh, my God.
Should a second tie occur, the game of rock, paper, scissors
whoa, man.
Will occur.
Rochambeau it.
Will occur.
Rochambeau.
What the hell is going on?
It gets better. Prize and punishment. The winner of Mega Slam will be presented. Don't put the cup there. Will be presented with the prize and bragging rights for a period of 12 months as Rant EM Radio's Mega Slam World Champion. To the loser, they must call Little Caesars live on the air and admit defeat, stating they have brought shame to the great name of Little Caesars.
Sounds great. Let's sign this shit.
Forfeiture. Should any combatant be unable to compete, they must record audio of them stating the following. Hello, this is enter name here, and I am the bitch who dropped out of Mega Slam. This audio will be played at the start of every Rant Entertainment Media broadcast for a period of 30 days, beginning September 1st, 2015. If they do not comply, they will be removed from the airwaves and suspended for those same 30 days. If Rage no-shows the event, this is in quote.
Hold the phone. What? Why am I being the only one singled out in this contract?
You have to ask Rabinowitz. If Rage
let the man finish before you cut him off. How do you know he's not going to say if Mega Powers doesn't show?
That's right.
Because my name was first.
If Rage no shows the event, he'll be suspended indefinitely without any negotiations. He will only be allowed to host Freaks and Effing Geeks on Tuesday nights under his real name, his government name,
name his mama gave him.
That's right. No nicknames will be permitted. This agreement, once signed, becomes a legal binding document that can be contested in any court. Copies of this contract have been made available.
That's not true, actually.
No?
No. There's nothing legal and binding about this.
Oh.
But since Rabinowitz is something you made up in the jaw.
How do you know what I made up? This bitch breaking the fourth wall already. Copies of this contract have been made available to both parties, witnesses, and general audience for viewing. Shit. Okay.
They should have a 3-day right of rescission. They need to get this in writing.
We have 16 days, fucking Matlock. Relax.
What?
Now, Mega Powers.
Don't listen to him, Mrs. Rayer.
Mega Powers, do you agree?
I don't generally.
You do. You'll listen and you'll like it. Mega Powers, do you agree to these terms and understand all terms and stipulations set forth in this agreement?
Well, the date obviously.
Well, the date is obviously postdated because of what happened last week. But Mega Powers, do you agree to these terms?
I agree.
Okay, you have to type
remember
that in.
Verbal contracts are binding.
Okay.
Right.
You heard my client.
Okay. All right. Mr. Rage.
You're up, Rage.
Do you agree to these terms? Understand all terms stipulations set forth in this agreement?
You motherfucking right, I agree.
All right. AA, will you be a witness to this agreement?
I will.
All right. I will be also on the witness. So there it is.
And Megapowers, I'm going to need a copy for my files so that we can make sure it gets notarized.
All right, so
they need a hard copy at least 10 days prior to the event for their review.
Okay. All right, so is everything inked out? Are we good?
Yes.
All right, I have to go.
Get back to your side.
Go back to your whatever it is you're doing.
Bye. I'll see you there, Dave.
I'll be picking you up in front of your house, Rage, so I'll make sure.
I'll be kicking your ass, Dave.
I don't think that's going to be happening anytime soon, Rage.
All right, so Rage, obviously.
Bicycle and drive around the Statue of Liberty with a little man.
All right, Rage, before we let you go, does anybody have any questions for Rage before we let him go? Because I know he's busy right now.
Are you practicing tonight?
What are you going to do when you lose, Rage?
Rage, he hung up.
Okay, he hung up.
Gotta go.
All right. So, hold on 1 second, all right?
We're holding.
Holding.
You know, I'm just taking the headphones off Junior because I don't want him to hear.
I'm holding on like in vogue.
All right, there we go. No, I just wanted to make sure Junior wasn't hearing this because I don't want... We're going to get all nasty. I don't want him to hear all nasty stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, so there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Mega Slam has been signed, sealed, delivered. I have to send AA my thing. Good night.
His electronic signature, and Rage also has to give me his electronic signature, and then that's it. It's done. We have the verbals, and that's good enough.
Say good night to everybody.
Good night, everyone.
All right.
Good night, little man.
Good night. Go to bed.
Good night, little man. Now, right. AA, what if Rage loses his smile and doesn't want to?
If Rage, well, that means he forfeits.
So losing your smile counts as a forfeit.
Well, no. If he only loses his smile, that's fine. But if he has to pull out for any reason, you know, that's why there was that ancillary clause in there because, you know, there was too much drama behind the scenes, and the legal team felt it necessary that they had to protect the network. That's why the additional stipulation was added, and that's that.
Adam, you're on the air. What's up, Adam? Hello. All right, Adam, if you're there. Anyway, okay.
Sometimes people lose their smile and they don't want to do the job.
Okay. Anyway,
well, I got a question for you, AA. Do you think he's going to show up?
Well,
even though he's being all high and mighty, thinking that he's going to win. You think he's going to call out sick?
Well, if that happens, like I said, the contract will be enforced, and you know, there's going to be what's on the paper is one thing, but the additional backlash of him pulling out of the contest could be far worse than what the contract states.
Okay, Adam, you're on the air. Okay.
Not so much, Adam.
Yeah, Adam's trying to call in. I understand. All right, hold on a minute. Let me add.
Lee, do you think he's gonna show up, Lee?
Yeah. Let me say this real quick, because I gotta listen in, because I got some other things I gotta take care of, and I'm in my computer. I will say this. I do think he's gonna show up. I'll say that me and Mega Powers have been cool, but it's like, you ever notice how like in a federation back in the day there was two wrestlers that like never had any type of interaction, and me and Mega Powers have very little interaction. Very little.
That's because Mega Powers is a closet racist. The only black person he likes is Tony C.
I know. That's his one black friend. And you would think it would be Rage, right?
The only black person he likes is you, Phil.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because since he drafted me.
I love black people. What are you talking about?
He likes black culture.
He loves black hammer.
Black culture and Asian women. But anyway. So
y'all are going to hell.
I'm gonna say in a handbasket. All right, so I'm gonna say that I for some it depends what the sauce is on it. If you get like I heard Megapod was talking about a sriracha sauce with Matt Echelon.
That was the Pizza Hut pie. For the Little Caesars bacon wrapped crust pizza. It's fucking heavy as shit. It is a Sicilian pie. Each pie comes with like two mini pies.
Okay.
But they're heavy as hell. Like they're probably got like it's enough deep calories deep. For like one pizza.
No, I guess we should really talk about how it came about that pizza was decided upon. Because it looked like originally we were going to do just a standard pizza, but Dave's legal team was very adamant about doing the Pizza Hut hot dog crust. In the time of us deciding all this, they discontinued the pizza. So, finally, Dave and Rage came to this agreement on this pizza. The legal team felt it was a fair choice, and that's why we're at this part, you know, with the little, because I never thought we would have gone that route.
Surfer, you're on the air.
Oh shit!
I kind of apologize for this, but I kind of missed what y'all agreed to eat during the Mega Slam.
Krispy Kreme donut.
So download the episode now. I'm not reading that whole shit over again.
You're a little tardy to the party, surfer.
No, I just need to know what food y'all chose because
chicken spread sandwiches.
Chicken spread sandwiches. Exactly.
Babe, Pastor Sadell said he's gonna try to save him, but there's only so much he can do.
It's too late.
I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna rule. This is extreme. I have nothing against Mega Powers. It's extremely for selfish purposes because I need Rage to win for obvious reasons. So I'm gonna go throw it in for the darkness, and I'll probably be the only one. But I'm throwing it in for the darkness, Midnight Madness himself, Rage. So there you go.
Listen, Lee, you have a potential of owning the show.
I already own.
I can't listen. I can't. Stuff. I can't. I can't go. I can't really disagree with Lee. If I was in Lee's spot, I would probably, you know,
Lee's in a precarious situation.
Yeah,
it's already hard. He's already. It's already hard enough for him to have to host the show with Rage. Could you imagine what it's like to have to host with a loser?
But the thing is, this also think about this. Okay,
he's already experienced that already.
He not only can't use Rage, he can't be Rage. He can't be Rage.
Exactly, he can't be Rage.
All the stuff that comes along with being Rage, he can't be Rage. He has to be his. He has to be who he is when he's.
Well, that's only if he no shows. If he makes it. If he just loses outright, he can still do the show as Rage. But you know, something inside me wants to kind of see him have to suffer 30 days because I know how much he hates that.
That's a good radio. I don't know.
Marcus on air.
If y'all, I'll be the Don King of it all, so I'm going to wait until it gets a little closer. And then
Lee, if you're the Don King of it all, you better get that hair teased up, man. I better get a picture.
I already started.
All right, well, I better see that. You better let your soul glow.
Your soul glow.
Yeah,
just follow the script. Follow
the textual chocolate.
He's Don King. I'm George Washington Duke. Now let's put some hustle behind his muscle now.
Hey, if y'all eating Krispy Kreme donuts, why didn't y'all agree to Krispy Kreme hamburgers?
Oh my god.
Come on, sir. Get with the times, all right? Not Morris Day in the time.
I love Morris Day in the time, by the way.
Jerome!
Surfer, the pizza that we're gonna have is the Little Caesars bacon wrap crust deep dish pizza.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sure Surfer got a coupon for it, so let him know.
Oh my god!
You know that.
All right,
got
so
a buy
so,
one get two free deal.
So Lee, you're backing your boy. That's good, man. I
don't have no choice. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's.
I respect that. I respect
I'm going
that.
To the dark side. For
it's okay, know. Lee. Good thing Pastor Seidel's in the room. He'll. Grant you forgiveness after
and on top of that, he knows that if Rage loses, he's going to be despondent that first Tuesday after the 23rd, whatever day that is, the 25th, that Tuesday night.
Somebody better send Lee a rosary.
I know, right?
So I'm already trying to plan what life would be like.
Lee's doing the Stations of the Cross by his computer.
But you know what? I'm kind of hoping he loses for a simple reason that someone made a request. And if he loses, then everything will go the way that request can be done without it being done. So I just thought of that. Double A know what I'm talking about. Phil, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I definitely know what you're talking about.
All right, well, look. I'm gonna holler at y'all later, and I'm gonna listen in.
All right, brother. Good luck. Good looks. I'll see you. I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
All right, y'all have a good.
Take it easy, buddy.
Later, man.
If Rage no shows, he has to give up his spot for 30 days.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Nothing like giving up your spot. I'll tell you what.
A liver spot.
No, his.
Now,
all
right.
Not just any spot.
Let me
dog name spot.
Let me talk to my broadcast partner for a second.
Yes.
You know both combatants.
Mm-hmm.
You've had them in our home several times.
It's true.
You've seen both of them eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now Dave's at a bit of disadvantage because most of the time when Dave is here, he's on a diet at most points, so he doesn't pig out.
Well, I was actually going to say that's why my money is on Dave. He's been starving himself with 1,200 calories a day for the past 7 months. He doesn't know what food is. He's just going to lose his mind.
So you're back in Mega Powers.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, you know, I just want to let you guys know I have been in training. I posted a training photo from last night. It is the substitute stuffed crust pizza that they have at Pizza Hut.
Oh, my.
So, and I tore into that right after I got
right. And see Phil and Double A. Mrs. Rhea doesn't want to watch the parade go by. She's getting on. She's getting into the parade. She doesn't want to watch it go by. Is that dog?
That dog's been bouncing around on all the shows on the network.
Well, the only reason why I'm entertaining this is Phil told me I can be like Miss Elizabeth and wear a ball gown.
Yeah. Yeah, she's dressing the occasion, fellas. This is no bullshit. This is.
You know, it's got to be like WrestleMania 4. She's got to change every match.
Ooh,
yeah, that's what
yeah,
I said.
That's
yeah,
the
yeah.
whole. Yeah, it's the whole point.
I have several outfits picked out.
Yeah, she's dude, and this is no bullshit. She's all set. So, and yeah, she's gonna be the color commentary.
Yep.
I'm gonna call the action. Double A, Tony C, and Surfer will be our eyes in the sky, and it'll be like our analysts, like the NFL does on Sunday mornings.
Yep.
Right.
They're gonna dissect the event, and
post.
Yeah, right. That's pretty much it. With that,
Rage,
you come back.
We can tell where your focus is, son. You're out hanging out, hobnobbing, with low lives and scumbags, while Mega Piles doing his thing, training, getting ready.
God. All right,
he's in training.
So Dave, what you got to do when you pick up Rage? Is you got to feed him in your car.
I got to what?
You got to feed him in your car on the way there. Like stop all the Taco Bell, get like a dozen tacos or something.
Am I in this call?
It's going to be quite a drive because I got to drive to Newark. I got to pick his ass up. Then I have to drive to Edison, which is like another half hour away or so, to get the pizza. And then drive another half hour to get to Phil's place. So,
we have another caller on the line? Caller, you have another caller here? Caller, you're on the line.
Hello?
I think I heard
Shane.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Am I on the line? It's A1 Adam.
What's up, Adam? What's going on?
What's up,
A1? How you doing? I just wanted to call in and wanted to publicly endorse Mega Powers for Mega Slam.
Thank you, sir.
Going to take it home.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to take it all home, and I'm going to take Rage's leftovers home, too.
Rage is quite the character. He's a funny guy. Got nothing against him, but you guys are the ones who introduced me to this network, so how can my loyalty lie anywhere else?
Okay, so
thank you, sir.
Chop one up for the Mega Powers, all right.
Yep, there you go.
Can I say this, Phil?
Go ahead, Tony.
The quote, the great George Washington Duke again. maybe we should get Rage's girl to fight Mega Powers.
Girl of the title.
Tony. Right. He read his Facebook updates.
How can you not back Mega Powers? The damn event is named after him. It's Mega Slam. Mega is going to slam Rage.
I want to say this. I definitely do have the advantage because I've had that pizza several times.
What's to prevent Rage from getting stuck in the bathroom at the train station?
Rage first of all, Rage has the advantage because A, Dave is his ride. That's A. Okay. B, he can actually scout out his opponent while they're driving and see how maybe Dave's is he having a bad day. Did they stop at the quick check?
I think I know what we got to do now. So prior to the event, it's going to have to be Rage because Dave is driving. Rage is going to have to periscope that drive. So we can see what's going on.
It's going to be a silent ride in that car.
You know? So we definitely have to
tight.
Watch that live.
Surfer, we can make that happen.
Surfer, let me focus on you for a second.
Ride in.
Surfer, where do you lie in terms of... Now, I know you and Rage go back and forth in terms, you know, back and forth in the group and on shows and whatnot, you know, old head, young buck type stuff. But you've known Dave for a couple of years now. You've known Rage for a couple of years now. Where do you stand? Where do you see this match going?
Well, I have a personal and a professional thought.
Right.
Professionally, I'm down the middle. You know, best man win. Personally, I want to see Ray go down peg of 3 or 4 or 5.
Oh, man.
Just so he can be in pain, so he can go in flames. Okay?
Wow.
Okay.
There was one provision that wasn't covered in the contract unless I missed it. What happens if someone pukes in the middle of that 10-minute time period?
You motherfuckers clean it up.
That is an automatic disqualification, and they lose right away.
That's it.
Yeah. That's unspoken. Right. That's why it wasn't included. Yeah. It's implied.
So I got another question. Who is going to have the Helen Hart white towel at this event?
That'll be the boy. He'll have the white towel. Yes. But he's not going to throw it in. Okay. He's tough. So that's the thing, too. He's going to be torn because he likes Rage, and he loves Mega Powers, too. I don't even know.
Why don't you get him? He's probably still awake. Ask him who he's backing.
No. You want to ask
him? Yeah, let's get the kid's professional opinion.
Listen, Arnold.
And if he does throw in the towel, he has to cry like Owen Hart at Survivor Series.
Listen, Arnold Scullin was tough, and he threw in the towel, too, for Bob Backlund.
That's right.
So.
And Helen is tough as they come.
All right, come in. Hold on a second. Hammer, come here. So now we know on the day of SummerSlam, right, that Rage, well, you know him as Marcus, right? Marcus and Mega Powers are going to have an eating contest, right? Okay. They're going to have Little Caesars pizza. We don't like Little Caesars, right? Let me ask you something. Who's gonna win the contest? Is it going to be Rage or Mega Powers?
This is really hard.
I know.
Like the steam coming out of his ears, he's really thinking on this.
You don't. You could. Nobody's gonna get mad. You could pick anybody you want. Nobody's gonna get mad at you.
Surely, Rage. I'm going with Mega Powers.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Good job.
Thank you. Oh wow.
Take those shorts off and
yeah,
go to bed.
Go to bed. Yeah. All right. Change your clothes. You'll be sleeping in dirty clothes. Now the kid's endorsing Mega Powers. This is rough, dude. Rage has one backer? Oh, no, he has two. Matt E. Legend's back in, was back in Rage, wasn't he?
Boy Hightower.
Hightower? Okay, so he's got Hightower. Okay, so he's got three. Wow. All right, so, AA. Now, I know you have to be arguably the most unbiased because of the position you hold with us in terms of the network. Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, this is a problem.
You're the same what I personal.
No. But here's the deal. I gotta look at the big picture. Okay, it's my fault that we have Rage today. Okay, but.
Created this monster.
Glad you can admit.
I, cre- I created this monster.
He said, "I'm glad you can admit that."
You know, it was a spring day, some 3 years ago or whatever it was, that he started calling in, and the rest is history. But anyways, it's hard to just outright say that Rage is going to lose, but in my heart of hearts, wait a minute, hold on, because listen. I know the boy can eat. I've seen pictures.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean anything. And I just go with the history of things and what I've seen in my lifetime. I don't think Rage is capable to handle it. I don't feel that Rage is going to choke, not literally, but in a figurative sense. He's gonna choke, and I'm gonna have to go with Mega Powers.
So you're thinking it's a maturity thing? He bit off more than he can chew.
No pun intended. I can't even get him to host his show properly. So how is he gonna be able to do this?
I just see Rage being a sore loser and even a worse winner. I mean.
Oh my God! Please.
Yeah, he's worse. He's gonna be worse than Owen Hart when he won that King of the Ring.
when he won by forfeit of Castle Slam. Look, that's all he talked about for a week.
Yep.
He was first of all. He's online all day.
Yeah.
He was posting photos about it. He was talking about it, and you know, very un-American of him. He took the win.
He stole an eating contest.
He took a forfeit as a win.
Exactly.
For an eating contest.
And called it a championship.
Exactly. And the thing with him was that after the whole thing happened, that Castle Slam was just, you know, the forfeit happened. By the time when that happened, I think that happened like 10 or 10:30 at night, we didn't even get off the air before he was already posting pictures of him all over Instagram, all over Twitter, Facebook, the group page, this and that, his championship, you know, all these things. And he just went everywhere with that. And he wears it as a badge of honor.
And I got in on him. I actually gave him shit for it. I sent him a message going, how do you take that as a victory? Like, I hated forfeits. When I coached, like, Pee Wee hockey and we didn't have enough kids and you had to forfeit, like, and that's how you won or lost. Like, I remember I forfeited one time. Well, I didn't forfeit. The other team did. Didn't have enough kids to play. So we pretty much forfeited into the playoffs, and I felt cheated. Like, I was like, this sucks, man. I mean, my kids are all happy. They're celebrating. We're getting pizza after the forfeit. Like, they didn't have to work. And it's like, I'm sitting.
All that work for nothing.
Yeah, and I'm sitting. Yeah, all the practicing, all the time I lost, you know, doing other stuff. I'm coaching these kids, like, 8 degrees outside. We're skating around like animals. And they take the forfeit. They're like, yeah, let's go get. Come on, Coach Phil, let's get pizza. I'm like, oh, man, you guys are killing me softly. You know?
And if you want, I'm going to give you my early prediction on what's going to happen.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Rage is going to eat the pizza fast, and I think Dave is going to be a little bit more methodical, a little bit slower, and that's what he's going to pick.
So we got a little tortoise in the hare action.
Exactly,
happening.
And that's how Dave's going to win, because Rage will probably get in 2-3 slices right away. Dave will be working on the second slice when Rage starts to struggle on slice 4. With that, Dave will slowly catch up. And will eventually pass Rage.
That's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about the pace. I think the maturity of Rage, of him wanting to get that pizza and just, you know, fast forward and shoot it down, and then not get being able to probably catch his breath. Thank God I'll have a defibrillator on scene, hopefully.
clear
that and
be an EMT.
Yeah, and that and the fact that, you know, Dave has done this before. We don't. That's another thing, dude. We don't know if Rage is. You know, he may be practicing and not telling anybody.
Phil, how's he practicing? Hanging out with the underarm.
Dave is training with Kobayashi. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because
did you hear that crew he was hanging with.
As a network participant, and as a friend to both participants, I feel like I have to give him the benefit of the doubt. only because we don't know. He could talk all the shit he wants on social media and post all the shit he wants, but you guys don't know that he maybe, you know, he keeps odd hours at work. He works an odd shift. He may bang out a couple of meals before he goes in. He may bang out a couple of meals afterwards and in between.
He'll start training the Friday or Thursday before Mega Slam.
Okay.
Book it.
Okay.
Book
it. And I'm not giving away, and I hope I'm not giving any ideas or something, but I think Rage will make the cardinal mistake of probably going into the event starving. He'll go into the event hungry, and when you go into the event like that, you're asking for trouble because you're going to shove that food in so fast, you're going to get fuller a lot faster. Dave, I know, will probably have a meal prior to the event, like a light lunch or something, to get himself prepared to be able to take in what's coming later in the afternoon.
Stretch the gut.
Let me ask my my broadcast partner, what kind of strategy would you take if you were doing something like this?
I have to think about... Oh.
I'm talking to me, asshole.
Oh, fuck you.
I would go to the University of Google and I would research competitive eating tips because different foods require different strategies, right? So the all-you-can-eat peep contest is different than the all-you-can-eat chicken McNugget.
Yeah, but then how do these professional eaters eat like wings and bean pies and like they win all these competitions and different? How do they?
Well, because they're going in knowing the type of food that they're eating, because different things are going to go down your esophagus different ways and sit in your stomach different ways. So there really is like there's a strategy to this.
Well, that's the thing. And Dave, I don't want you to give away your strategy. That's why I was asking my partner that night.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was not going to say anything.
Yeah, no, I would hope
right,
you wouldn't.
But I Google do want to make a few pizza requests eating contest.
I'm sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
I do want to make a few requests to AA if he's willing to accept.
Sure. Okay.
I do want to add Rage doesn't have to if he doesn't want to, but I want to add a topping onto the pizza.
Now you're just getting crazy.
Okay, what topping?
Pineapple.
Ooh.
On his pizza. He's saying on his pizza.
Fine. He doesn't have to add.
Okay. I'll do this. To make things fair, because here's the thing. It has to be an even playing field. Both pizzas can have one topping.
No, but they have to be identical.
No, I think we can let that one slide.
I don't know because that's a game changer because the pineapple might sit a little easier than let's say pepperoni.
Oh, sausage, yeah.
Right.
No,
yeah.
Well, wait a second. The pizza already comes with not just bacon crust, but it automatically automatically has pepperoni on it and little bacon bits inside of the cheese.
Yeah.
That right, you can't so take out.
Is that
I want,
just not
I
enough?
Want to
can
add
we just
a little
leave it?
Extra onto there.
Well, you know, I mean, it sounds okay to me. I don't know. I don't know. What do you guys think?
See,
I'm for it.
I'm not.
Is his stomach?
Yeah, I'm not. I got to be honest with you. I'm not. I think leave it as is. I think any kind of topping. Listen, it may give Dave an advantage with the fruit. No, seriously. Because those things got to taste terrible. So the fruit.
No, they're delicious.
Are they really? You
actually,
had one?
I love
pineapple. No, I'm pineapple
awesome.
On my shit.
On
I love that.
On a Little Caesars pizza?
I put pineapple on my Papa John's.
Yeah, but that's not shit, though. Little Caesars is shit.
Little Caesars is better. What world?
I would leave it to... that if Rage wanted to add an additional topping to the pepperoni that's already on there, he can.
Well, it's pepperoni and bacon inside of the cheese.
Well, no, I'm saying you're adding pepperoni to it.
No, pepperoni already comes on it, double A.
You're putting the pineapple in place of the pepperoni, or
no,
you're
no,
adding...
I'm going to add it on to.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. If Rage wants to add something else, I think he should have the luxury of choosing whatever it is that he wants, and we'll leave that up to him.
So we
because
can
have... I know that Rage was throwing out there when we were planning all this and we were trying to figure out what pizza that these guys wanted to do. Rage threw out there a couple of times that he wanted extra cheese. Now, if that's what he wants, let him do it. That's how I feel. If Dave all wants right. to put pineapple,
and that does count as a top.
Extra cheese counts as a topping. That's if yeah. he wants to do it.
I guess you're right. I mean, if that's what they want to do, if they want to,
and I have one other request:
enhance the competition. I don't know
because
why
the main thing is that they have the same pie. Because Dave wanted the hot dog pizza. That was the selling point was the hot dog pizza.
Right.
The topping, I guess the topping could have been negotiable based on what the guys like. Because I know that not everybody likes pepperoni. Not everybody likes this. And we were trying, you know, that's the whole thing that we were on the fence with the Castle Slam, whether or not we want onions or we want pickles or this or that. And we had to find a common ground to, you know, I think the topping, though, really it really shouldn't make a difference. So I'm okay with Dave putting pepperoni, and I'm okay if Rage wants to put something else on his pizza, he can.
Well, I want to ask you another question too.
Okay.
Actually, two questions.
Sure.
They have to do with the beverages.
There's no stopping the man.
Normally during an eating competition, they're allowed to drink water while they're eating.
Do not dip your pizza in the water.
I'm not dipping my pizza in the water.
Okay, I'll drive up there and smack somebody.
But he has soda after the round.
No. That is
choking on something. They need to.
No. The water. You guys can have water during the pizza round. The soda is there for the secondary round in the event that there's a tie. It's unlikely we'll get to the tie.
Right.
But these are
somebody's going down in the first.
Okay. There's somebody's going to go down in the first. But the thing is, the soda's there in the second. Because, you know, after you do all that, it's going to be damn hard to chug.
Yeah. See, Double A is nice. I would have put that fucking no frill soda in there. No Coca-Cola. I would have been.
I wanted to drink
like C&C cola.
If soda was going to be like something that's going to be part of it, I know the Little Caesars that I'm going to has Mountain Dew Live Wire, which is hard to find.
Okay.
I want to ask if that could be in substitute of the Coca-Cola.
Soda. We'll leave it at just soda.
Okay.
How about that?
Fair enough.
Carbonated beverage.
Carbonated beverage. That's the point. Carbonated beverage.
Carbonated phosphate.
Being a soda expert, okay? you got to get a soda. You know, you get the 20-ounce bottles. They got to make sure they're ice cold because when it's real ice cold, you crack that thing, you think you're going to chug it, you're not.
Surfer, we'll have beverages in the cooler. Will from That Awful Podcast will probably be here that night. Will supplied me with a cooler. So we'll have ice cold beverages. Like I can promise you that.
So we're understanding here. And the first tie is for a 20-ounce soda. What you drink during the initial competition, though, that is completely up to you. Whether it's water, milk, soda, this, that, that's up to you. But general soda for the first tie is what is in place.
And make sure they're from the same batch, too.
Matt E. Legend, Dave should drink the Steven Seagal energy drink, the Asian experience.
Make sure that they're from the same batch, because if you can get two different sodas, and one could be flatter than the other.
Well, we're both going to be getting sodas from the Little Caesars on the way there.
Yeah, so I don't see any problems here. So I think that's it. I think
I just want to make sure nobody's choking on food and all that. So
No. That like I said, the beverage during the eating competition is up to you guys. You do whatever you want, and I would suggest water during that round. But I mean, that's up to you, and. And the soda would be for the secondary round.
Well, you know, I got to admit, the soda is a bit of a challenge, but the pizza in the first place is a challenge, which is why I threw that idea down, because if we're going to have, like, a regular eating competition, you know, regular pizza, okay, well, you know, we've eaten pizza quite a bit. You know, fast eaters, you know, can put it down pretty easy, but the hot dog crust pizza...
Well,
easy one. And now the bacon crust deep dish pizza.
Here's a question. If you wanted the hot dog pizza and it's no longer available, why not just top the pizza with some hot dogs?
No, it's not the same, Surfer.
No, the crust has the hot dogs in it.
Unbiased pizza making person make the pizza. Nobody that's involved with the network can tamper with the pizza or touch the pizza beforehand, unless to heat it up before the competition, because I know it's going to take a half hour for me to get from Little Caesars to Phil's house.
Well, here's the thing. As long as I figure, okay, we're starting the pre-show at 5. If you guys are there by 5:15 with the pies, or even, you know, if you're there prior to that, that's fine. But I think maybe if the pies should be fresh from Little Caesars and avoid reheating, because when you start to get into that reheated,
doesn't taste the same.
It starts to change the pie.
It'll manipulate the dough and all that shit. Yeah,
and it could change things, and it could, you know, where we think our choice of winners might go, it could skew based on, you know, because now the quality of the pie changed.
Make sure you call in advance so you don't have to sit there and wait 30 minutes when they make the food either.
Well, yeah. Well, either way, once we get the pizza, it's going to be fresh. But then we have to drive 30 minutes to Bill's
house. I think, like I said, if you guys pace it out and time it right, and if you guys are walking in the door at 5:15, you know, I mean, if you guys are there before the show, that's fine. But what I'm saying is that if you guys are there at 5:15 and we get to the competition at 5:30, that'll give us, you know, ample time to do what we got to do. I think the pie should still be fairly warm. Yeah.
And even if they're a little cold, I don't think that matters. Like, when you get to Nathan's, they're not eating, like, fresh off the grill hot dogs.
Yeah, because, I mean, you guys are not going to eat piping hot pizza.
All right, there's only so much we can control here.
Yeah.
Hot pizza would be good because someone would definitely puke if after eating that much.
Dude, nobody's puking in my house, dude. That's going to be a negative. That's that. We don't
if
want
somebody pukes. They have to clean it up.
Yeah, that,
but I will say this: that if somebody's going to puke, my money's on Rage.
And the next contract, Rabinowitz and Rabinowitz, is going to be making up as our divorce decree if someone pukes on my rug.
Nice.
So nice to know you, Phil.
Nice. See?
Does Rabinowitz and Rabinowitz do divorces?
They do everything. They're a full-service law firm.
Oh, okay.
What did Archie Bunker call them? The Three Savage Jews?
The Three Savage Jews.
And it's also a given that you have to eat the crust, right?
There's no avoiding the crust, or no, it has to be the whole thing.
Right. You don't want to have somebody say, well, nobody said this, you didn't tell me.
Now, I don't know what the strategy would be if you go back and you eat the crust later on. I think that would be difficult, but, you know, people have their own way of doing things.
Well, it's a Sicilian pie, so there's not much of a crust.
There's not much of a crust.
It's just being wrapped around it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think we're in for a real treat in 16 days, and the biggest event in Rant EM Radio history. Of course, that is until we top it next year with something else.
The Black Achiever Awards Part 2.
We've already, you know, we talked about how we were going to turn the network into a radio station one night. We're all going to be our on-air disc jockeys and then things like we talked about doing that the other day, but I will see. We'll probably do that at the end of the year, but
everybody gets an air shift. Christmas, you should do it.
Yeah, well, we'll get and you know what, if this does not end up being a real tragedy, I think that we should do like they do did in the old days. When the event was huge, and I mean huge, they start selling tickets and prepping for next year.
Okay. Well, listen, it's the only way I see it as a disaster if somebody flakes out, A, or B, we have a technical glitch, which won't be an issue because we're just moving all the equipment downstairs and...
That's on you, bud.
That's on me, yeah.
See Rage Bukes.
Now, if that WrestleMania is in Orlando and we do this road trip, that would be a great time to do another one of these things with everybody.
It's possible. Yeah. I mean, we could definitely do one at the Golden Corral, where you just favor dining establishment.
I don't think the five. But I know the Bronx has a Golden Corral, but I'm not going to the Bronx. That's just not going
to
happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to the Bronx to eat Golden Corral.
Yeah, you get stabbed on the way up down the 4 train. But
well, guys, I think I'm going to retire.
Nobody's coming to Orlando to go to Golden Corral. I'm sorry.
I know, right? Yeah. Can't do it. I wouldn't do that.
But wait, before you go.
Yes.
You want to talk about Dolph Ziggler's contract, not at the contract?
No, I don't want to talk about Dolph
Ziggler. See, Scott's got to bring up old shit. You're a joke. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
With that, I'm also going to bed. I have to run in the morning.
I'll see you in a few minutes.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Have a good night.
Good night, guys. All right,
guys. Nice. I'm going to retire. I'm going to file the contract, and it will be made public to everybody for viewing tomorrow morning. So you could definitely download the entire contract with everybody's signature,
a PDF file.
All I got to say right now is I electronically agreed and raised.
Well, you electronically agreed. What I'm saying is because, you know, the everybody is electronic signature, basically, is it will be on the agreement, and a PDF file of the agreement will be made available to everybody for public record tomorrow morning.
I love it.
And then, like I said... And like I told you guys, like I told you guys privately, if you guys want to sign the physical contracts and post pictures of it, you're more. I know that Phil has a physical copy. I have a physical copy, and yeah, I'm you know.
Yeah.
And Phil, I think, to play hard. Go ahead, double A.
No. I think Phil's gonna frame his.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Tony, what were you saying?
I was just going to say you have to play Hearts on Fire for Rage because he's going to have heartburn after this.
Oh, my God.
Am I playing that tonight or am I playing it before the event?
On the 23rd.
On the 23rd, okay.
Bring
some blades and thumbs with you, too.
All right. Well, Double A, thanks for all your help. I appreciate it.
No problem, boys. Right, and you have a good night, and we'll talk to everybody on Tuesday.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
Yes, you will.
All right, later.
Yes, sir.
All right.
That's the boss, man. Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. The Rant, the main show on this network, along with Tony C. The Mothership, if you will. Yeah. And Surfer, of course, always joining in. And, of course, M-Star, right? He's chiming in there once in a while from England.
Yeah.
So shout out to him if he's listening. All right, well, there you are, man. This has been a good night. You have...
It's history in the making, Phil.
It is history in the making.
One last question for Dave.
What's
that? Do you think Yale needed the Brits to Rage's side?
Do I say that again?
Do you think the Brits are going to back you or they're going to back Rage?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, well.
I can answer that. We don't care who they back. It doesn't matter who they back.
Ain't going to matter, but I'm pretty sure they're going to pick T.
Well,
Tony the Rock, see, it doesn't matter who they're backing.
Damn right.
Let me. I'll steal a line from Dave. Let me say this. I, in my heart, of course, I have to go with Dave because he's my partner, and he's my tag team partner. However, I do have a soft spot for Rage, and I kind of want him to do well, only because he's. Even though he says a lot of stupid shit, and he's a young kid, and he slacks off once in a while, I think he has good intentions.
You want to give him the pity vote?
No, I you know what? I don't want to give him any pity, but I used to be a Rage. You know what I'm saying? I think most of us at his age were Rages. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're talking about, Willis.
Yeah. I want it to be competitive. I don't want him to get blown out. At least if he loses with dignity, he can hold that high and hopefully shoot for the next time. You know?
I just want a good match. That's all.
That's all.
So what if Mega Powers what if I talk Mega Powers into doing a finger poke of doom? He just lays down.
And lays down? I can run the show. I can run the show. You know, I would just have to do some programming changes. But I mean, if that's what Dave's not that kind of guy, man. Dave's a pretty headstrong, competitive dude. So
he's got a soul.
Yeah, Dave does have his. I don't see Dave doing it, Tony. I don't know if you can manipulate him to do that. I'm sorry. I'm just. So I don't.
Not for rage.
Yeah, dude. It's got to be. First of all, if Dave's going to do that, it better be for monetary reasons.
He's taking a dime.
You better be taking some cash, son. And if you're taking cash, you better kick it back to the fucking to the throwbacks. But no, yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. No, don't be taking no finger poke for a freebie, son. You better step in.
Take the finger poke. It's not going to be for Rage, of all people.
That's what I'm saying.
Of course,
that's what I'm saying.
I think Rage is going to lose a smile. I really believe he's going to lose.
You think so, dude? I don't know. I think he's too young to have that kind of smile yet.
Oh no, he has a little Shawn Michaels in.
Does he? Without the cross eye. Without the
Without the bad eye.
Without the bad eye?
Well, he's going to get the bad eye after August 23rd, so. He's going to get the Duggan eye.
I don't know.
You will lose.
Has the Vegas eyes come out yet?
Not yet, sir. For once I get those, well, we're 16 days away, so. That line.
Who's holding the money? Who's holding the money?
Well, that's the thing, man. Most of the time,
I give it to the kids.
I let the kid hold the money. He's good for it. Plus, I know where he lives.
We need to open up a PayPal account so we can start putting in money.
You can PayPal the money to emtbigdog@yahoo.com. The network Turnbuckle Throwbacks already has a PayPal. We're good to go.
The chicks.
Word up. Now, with that being said, again, I have to back Dave because he's my partner. I just wanted to be competitive. I don't want Rage to get blown out because, again, him losing is going to have a lot of repercussions, obviously. First and foremost, it hurts Freaks and Effing Geeks because he kind of, you know, is the comedy relief for that show. You know, I'm not saying Lee's not funny. I'm just saying Lee needs – it's the yin to the yang. You know what I'm saying?
If he loses, he can still be on the show.
Yeah, but it's not going to be.
You just got to show up.
I'm just praying that Rage wins with dignity and loses with skill. Okay, like
lose as good as you won.
Dave,
yeah,
you're doing this because you're having fun, right?
Absolutely.
He doesn't get.
I wouldn't take time out of my very busy schedule to go in front of the Intrepid, shoot a promo, and another thing, go out of my way to buy that ridiculous American polo to resemble Lex Luger to make the full promo complete.
He doesn't realize this is meant to be fun, okay?
And pay that $21 an hour to get that bus rented. You know what I mean?
After he took that backdoor win, okay, I was going to step up to the plate and challenge him myself. But then I pulled a hamstring. And so I'm glad you came today. Because it's...
You pulled a hammy getting out of bed. Oh!
You see, this is why we'll never have nice things. You know? We're never going to have... We try. We do all these nice little shows and projects that we're all involved in. But yeah, it's going to be a happening. August 23rd, 2015, live, rantemradio.com. It's going to be a happening, I can tell you that. And everybody,
I'm coming hungry, that's all I got to say.
And you know,
now, if these two don't play nice afterwards, are you and Lee going to get involved and have a contest? Like, my daddy can out-eat your daddy?
Thing, man. Prior to 2008, I could probably eat all you motherfuckers under the table. Unfortunately, I had gastric bypass, so I can only eat, you know, a couple of ounces at a time. Until I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm hungry before. Right. And I can eat a pie, but it would take about 6 hours to eat it. You know? So, you know, that it's not worth it for me, you know?
There'd be a time-lapse video.
Yeah, there'd be a time where I could probably eat each and every one of you under the table and not even blink, but I've gotten thrown out of a Pizza Hut buffet, okay? Put it that way. In Pennsylvania, in Stroudsburg.
Now that's gangsta.
We got escorted out.
What were you doing in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania?
My boy had a house out there, and we were helping him move. We went to a buffet, a Pizza Hut buffet. We put $10 in the jukebox. We were there for 4.5 hours. They couldn't get the pies out fast enough, and we got tossed out.
And there you go.
So so that's and I have proof of that, and I can.
Is that up in the mountains?
That is up in the mountains. Yep, yeah,
it's in the Poconos.
It's in the Poconos. Yeah. So
Tennessee had a house up there, and we almost got kicked out of the ball, but I kicked the bouncer's ass.
Yeah, they escorted me out. They're like, "Listen, fatty, you and your friends have to leave." And I'm like, "All right,
not fatty."
Yep. And I took the fuck, and I even stole a spatula. I got mad. I stole one of their spatulas.
You talking about the metal ones that they have on the piece of
tape? I took it. It's like, you're throwing me out. I'm taking this with me. Call the cops.
Talking about not being able to have nice things.
See, back in 94, we never had nice things. I was Rage's age. I was 21 years old, talking all sorts of shit. Talking all sorts of shit. Get out. All right.
Pizza things.
Yeah.
Slicer.
So if you was a young Rage in your youth, okay, why don't you take the boy under your wing,
dude?
It's too late,
Surfer. What you don't know is I've been in this kid's head for months. I talk to him on the phone. I text him.
It's not seeping in.
I can't hold his fucking hand. I mean, I try to talk to him. It's going to take a while. I let this kid in my house with my family, so it's not a thing where
Phil can't hold his hand. Phil can't eat his pizza for him. He's got to do it himself.
I think
you know how it is. It's, you wake up one day and it all just clicks.
Yeah,
you know,
dude,
you wake up and you're a different person.
I just don't want it to be too late when it happens.
No, he's got too many people looking out for him, man.
Okay,
it's not gonna be too late. He's a good. He knows what he's doing.
You know what?
I hope he knows what he's doing.
All the shit talking we do with him and all the stuff that I think he understands now that it's us. And not any, like, if anybody else did it, they'd have to deal with us. You know what I'm saying? He's like it's not brother type of thing.
It's not personal.
I don't let everybody into my house, man.
Phil, he doesn't find the who's on first skit funny.
Because, dude, he's not a really, you know what, dude? Do you see that generation? Dude, that generation has no fucking clue. Seriously, they don't. And we didn't have a clue.
Music.
But you know what? We didn't have a clue either. The only benefit we had was that all the cool shit happened prior to us being, being around. So nothing cool for him happened yet. Like, nothing in his existence was cool. He was born in the fucking 90s. That's terrible. You know, it's like, I don't know, he's at a disadvantage. So we have to educate him. I've given him homework assignments since the network opened. That's almost 2 years ago. This kid, I mean, what else can you do? I mean, you know, I let him into my home. I show him stuff. I'm like, this is what you're doing. And he's catching it. He's, you know, I can't speak for his attire. I can't speak for his demeanor.
Home, one build in a day.
What I'm saying, man. One brick at a time. I can only do so much, you know. But I tell you what, once we're done with him, look out. Because we're slowly creating a monster. I'm just putting that out there. He's
in a good way.
Was a monster too.
What's that? What was that, Surfer?
Frankenstein was a monster too. That ended tragically.
Listen. Yeah.
Surfer's right.
Yeah, you have a point. You got a point.
We're gonna find out what's gonna happen. How Rage is gonna handle himself. If he's gonna man up. And eat up at Mega Slam August 23rd at the deck.
Find out who has the cast iron stomach.
Yeah.
That's right. Put up a shut up, Rage.
We'll find out if he's more bark or more bite August
23rd. That's right.
I don't know. All right, which start? What the hell was that?
I think for Survivor Series, you guys should have a hard boiled egg eating contest.
All right, no, we're not going to have any more.
And Luke?
No. That's crazy, man. Let's get some final words before we wrap this bitch up. Scotty, we'll start with you.
Not much. We said it all. What's more to be said? It's going to be a fun night. Make sure you guys tune in for that pre-show. Adam, it was good hearing from you.
Yeah, Adam.
And you guys have a good night. Go Powers.
All right. Thank you. Scott. Thank you, Scotty. All right. Okay. All right, Surfer.
Well, I'm glad to be part of this history making event here on EM Radio. I don't know what's going to mean 20 years from now when some other civilization is digging up fossils and find
20 years later
find proof of this event and how they'll determine it, but we would have said we was a part of it. That's it.
Real quick, I know you and Jordan this Sunday, 5 o'clock. What are you reading? Comic book show.
Yes, I need to talk to you after your show. Could you call me back when you're done?
Yes. Also, before I let you go, did you see Fantastic Four?
Yes, I did.
Good or bad? Real quick.
Okay, it is not as terrible as people was making it out, but it's not a good film. I mean, it's like another reviewer said it is true. They waited to the last 10 minutes to remember they was doing a comic book movie.
Oh, I knew it. I knew, and I told Jordan this. I told
him.
Wait
a second, Surfer, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Out of the three Fantastic Four movies that were made, you know, this one, the previous one with...
What do you think I would pick?
The first one.
No. Think of the names of the titles, and then...
Oh, yeah, The Rise of the Silver. Yeah, okay. All right, I get you.
No, I'm talking about the franchises. The new one that's coming out now, the previous right. one... And the original like B movie one that came out in the 90s.
The Roger Corman one.
Yeah.
I thought the Tim Story versions were okay. They're not great, but they're not as bad as people made them out. The Roger Corman one, when I watched it back in the day, I was like, okay. They made a fantastic. They only did it to keep the rights. And the effects is lousy as hell, but hey, it's if you got it on bootleg like I did, it was worth watching.
Here, what's your pick?
We say,
what's your pick?
I'm gonna go with the Tim Story ones.
Okay, there you have it.
All right, Surf, I'll hit you up in a few minutes after I wrap this up, and we can have a chat.
Okie doke. Don't let the pistol smoke.
No, you got it, man. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's Surfer. What are you reading? Comic book show this Sunday, 5 p.m. with Mr. Jordan Cobb. Tony C.
Sorry about that, Philip. I had it was a little accident here in the house.
I heard, man. I was like, uh-oh.
You know.
I thought the wife got mad and threw some silverware at you and shit and some plates.
No, it was like Florida Evans dropping that pot.
Damn.
It had nothing to do with that barking dog, did it?
Oh, no, that wasn't coming from me. I don't know who's... That barking dog's been all over the network this week.
I think that might be the replacement for Rage for the next 30 days after...
Well, Lee, you heard it here first.
Barking dog and Lee Champion on the Freaks and Effing Geeks.
Freaks and Barking Dogs.
Tony C., final words from you, sir, before I wrap it up.
I appreciate you having me on, Phil. Have fun, man. And Mega Powers, I'm going to bring it on home, man. Bring it on home.
I'm going to bring it on home. And like I said, I'm going to bring Rage's leftovers home as well, too, because I don't think he's going to be able to handle what he's going to encounter at Mega Slam on August 23rd at the Decker Dome.
Oh, this yes, sir. This is going to be epic.
Hey, Phil, I appreciate you having me on, man. And, anytime, I'll talk to you guys Tuesday.
We'll definitely catch up with you on Tuesday.
All right, man. Later.
Have a good night.
Calling in, Tony C.
Well, it looks like you have the majority vote, my friend. Looks like
yep, you... It is very humbling, I'll say that, especially to get Mikey's vote of confidence as well.
Yeah, we were thinking where he was going to go with it. We kept forgetting to ask him. And I was like, you know what, just ask him now, because we kept talking about it in the car, me and the wife. Like, what's he going to pick? You know, because he likes both you guys, you know. He enjoys your company. But he's going with you, so there you go. You have the endorsement of the little man, so good for you.
You know, sometimes children know more than we do, so I hope that prophecy from young Mikey comes true.
Well, again, I'm gonna say this. You better win, because there's a lot at stake here, you know. Your reputation, this show's reputation, and all the shit talking you've been doing, and all the endorsements you've been getting from our peers and from other people and fans of the show and other show hosts and family members now.
And, you know, I've been driving the Mega Express. campaigning across our great nation.
Call to action, 16 days away.
Yeah. And we're going to be driving the bus right through your door.
Goddamn right.
With two piping hot bacon crust deep dish pizzas from Little Caesars.
Yeah. All right. So let's start wrapping this up, dude.
Let's do that.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, RantEmRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. We are on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. Leave a review. We are on Geek Life Radio every Saturday night at 9 p.m., 8 o'clock Central. We are, where are we? Where else are we? I think that's it right now. You want to email the show, TurnbuckleThrowbacks1@gmail.com, Twitter at TBuckleTBacks. Let's see, where are we? Yes. And we also have t-shirts, ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. Shout out to all the shows. I want to thank especially our new my buddy Rick, our new friends over at TalkBrunch.com. TalkBrunch.com is a really cool podcast. They do wrestling, MMA, gaming, comics, TV shows, all pop culture nerd shit. Rick and the boys, shout out to them. They gave us a shout out last week during the Piper tribute. Give them a listen, TalkBrunch.com. All the other shows we're affiliated with, DumpstickNinjas.com, Rob D and the boys, and all the other shows we're a part of are on TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com just by clicking on the link. And that's pretty much it. We'll be back next week with hopefully a kick-ass throwback for you. We always come correct. Same bad time, same bad channel. Dave, I'm sorry. Did you want to say something?
All I got to say is, I'm dedicating this Mega Slam Challenge to the memory of Rowdy Rowdy Piper. And to the troops. And to the great people and citizens of the United States of America. And all I got to say is on August 23rd at the Decker Dome for Mega Slam, in bacon we crust.
All right. Thanks, everybody in the chat room. Scott, who called in tonight. Adam called in tonight. Lee, Rage, Double A, Tony C, Scott. Thank you so much for everybody in the chat room as well. You guys are the fucking best. Till next week, kids. Of course, bidding you adieu, take care of yourselves, each other, avoid the clap, don't get arrested, hug your mom, be kind to animals, and that's pretty much it. That's all I have tonight. Good night, kids.
And eat your crusts.
Eat your crusts.